AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans call it ransom. The government now says it did transfer $1.7 billion to Iran earlier this year entirely in cash. Foreign money only, no U.S. dollars. The first part of that payment made the same day Tehran agreed to release four Americans. Our Ross Simpson is in Washington.
The Obama administration had claimed that the release of four American prisoners and the money were separate, but recently acknowledged that the cash was used as leverage until the Americans were allowed to leave Iran.
Treasury says the money was paid in cash because sanctions against Tehran were working so well it couldn't access the international finance system to get the money. Donald Trump will be in Philadelphia this morning outlining his plan to bulk up the military. More troops, more ships, more submarines. Tonight, he and Hillary Clinton will appear on the same stage, though separately, at a primetime event NBC is calling a Commander-in-Chief Forum. It'll focus on security issues. Meanwhile, our Lisa Lehrer reports Hillary Clinton is trying to mine territory that was fertile for candidate Barack Obama. And then some.
Her campaign sees an opportunity to break into ground that Obama couldn't, namely independents and moderate Republicans turned off by Trump's positions and inflammatory rhetoric and foreign policy stances.
They're worried about some possibly heavy rain in parts of Arizona and New Mexico as Tropical Storm Newton threatens. It slammed into the resorts of southern Baja as a hurricane before making landfall on Mexico's mainland and then weakening. The storm could cause life-threatening flash floods in parts of Arizona and New Mexico. To Florida now in the fight against Zika, trucks equipped with blowers are driving through South Beach to spray pesticides. This is AP Radio News. A man's confessed to kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and killing an 11-year-old Minnesota boy nearly 27 years ago. Our Tim McGuire reports.
Danny Heinrich stood in federal court in Minneapolis and recounted October 22, 1989, the day he abducted, sexually assaulted, and killed 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling near St. Joseph, Minnesota. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar.
We will all ask many times, why? And there is no good answer.
Jacob's mother, Patty Wetterling.
It's incredibly painful to know his last days. Last hours, last minutes.
Heinrich agreed to plead guilty to federal child pornography charges and lead authorities to the boy's remains in exchange for the state not pursuing murder and other charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
Authorities in West Virginia say a father burned his 14-year-old son with a propane torch after the boy tried to protect his mother during an argument. He's been arrested. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.